This is the final day of Computer Science Education Week, where educators nationwide work to spark student interest in what it takes to create the digital world around us. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, some students in Philadelphia have risen to the occasion, turning their classroom into an arcade.
From Atari to Nintendo, Xbox to PlayStation, parents, real and fictional, have often been flustered by their kids' relationships with video games.
I'm not gonna ask you again. Give me that goddang video game.
Not now. I'm dealing with a giant spider here.
But at the Penn Alexander Elementary School in West Philadelphia, video games are actually part of the curriculum. Not playing, but making them.
Making to learn is really about articulating these ideas and then enacting them.
Veena Vasudevan is a UPenn doctoral student who's been helping kids at Penn Alexander, the university's partner school, learn the basics of coding with a programming tool called Scratch.
When they have to create something in Scratch, for example, they say something like, well, I want my character to move. Well, what does movement actually look like? So they have to actually think through the problem.
Seventh grader Moritz Endres has been coding a game featuring a polar bear flying around in a jetpack. If the polar bear bumps into a Christmas tree,
I'm going to have a little game over symbol, and the game is going to end, and then you can press the space bar to restart.
11-year-old Amy Dumbia plans to become a singer or a doctor, but says coding intrigues her.
Well, maybe if I retire or something, I might, like, you know, try to make a game to get some money, because I want to travel around the world before I die, see everywhere.
Penn professor Yasmin Kafai considers hands-on programming experience part of basic literacy.
We all have to understand coding like we have to understand reading and writing. Very few of us will become writers and write the great book that's reserved for a few, but all of us learn how to read and write, to express ourselves, to participate. And I think likewise, you need to understand how the things you interact with on the screens are made.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.